Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but it's how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Hope you guys are having a great week. I hope you guys are blessed. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HGBT in the memo field, and you'll get a sweet mug like this, 15 ounces of pure brilliance or pure business success, whatever adjective you want in your mug. But for me, it just holds my liquid really well. So I love it. And it's nice and simple. It's not too much going on. That's the other thing I like. I like simple things. I like things designed simple. I don't like those shirts that are just all over the place. If you want to reach out to me, talk to me about my mug or about my fashion sense or any of the above, show topics, your career, anything I can help you with, I would love to hear from you. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com, or you can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I appreciate you guys subscribing on YouTube, on all the social media sites. That really helps me and encourages me. So thank you for doing that in advance. And for those who've already done it, thank you. Now, there's so many things that I want to talk about today. And it's probably going to be broken out into multiple shows because there are a lot of various things. But one of them I wanted to talk about is an interview I saw on Bloomberg about Zoom and Zoom, the CEO. I said Zoom like three times, like Zoom, like Mazda commercial. No, this isn't a Mazda commercial, about Zoom. And it was a really long interview, so I didn't want to show it. It's about 5 minutes. And so I'm just going to talk about it a little bit. And there's just a lot of encouraging things to think about from the Zoom CEO and his story that is encouraging and hopefully encouraging to you as well as it was to me. And one of the things that you notice, you can check it out, it's on Bloomberg, Google Bloomberg CEO interview. And the first headline that you're going to see is the CEO, something to the effect of, for the last 8 attempts, the CEO was not allowed to enter the country. The visa office rejected his passport or whatever document he was using to get into the United States. And now he's a rich man because he started this company. America finally let him come in. And now he has this huge public offering, the IPO that was launched last week. And now he's a super successful guy. And it's kind of like this dig against the American immigration system for not allowing him in sooner. He worked for Cisco for a little while, and now he is working for Zoom. Like I said, he's the CEO. He started this company. But the first thing that you really notice about this gentleman is he's from Asia, and so he has like that Asian accent. But what comes out through it's the most beautiful thing in the world, and it's this optimism that he has. And I love that optimism because it reminds me so much of what we've heard about that America was built on originally when immigrants came over from wherever they came over, and they just had the mindset, the ethic, the work ethic to work hard, to not be discouraged, and to push through to be successful. And he had a lot of obstacles to overcome. And you may say systemic opposition, right? It's not racism. I'm sure it didn't have to do with him being Asian, but he had the system really working against him for whatever reason it was. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe it was a good reason, maybe it wasn't. But he didn't let that stop him, and he kept pressing on. He kept applying. He didn't apply once and get rejected. He replied 8 times and got rejected. So he tried 9 times and finally succeeded on the 9th time. And what is so staggering to me about this interview is he's not bitter. You could just tell. You can tell bitter people, am I right? You know when somebody has a chip on their shoulder. You know when somebody has a grudge. And this man does not have it. And instead, he decided to be gracious. He's incredibly this optimistic man that works incredibly hard and isn't focused on his goal. He's focused on what he wants to accomplish, and he's not worried about the other things. Those things are going to work themselves out, but he has this drive to get to his goal. And he launched a successful company. Now, IPO is often looked at as the like finish line for a startup. That's the dream. You launch your IPO and then who cares what happens after that? No, that's not his perspective. He is continuing to grow and he's looking at this market as a great growing opportunity. And we'll get into that in a second. But I want to just come back to this point and really drive it home, because there are a lot of us in our country right now who are being stirred up, especially young people, who are being told that you have a right to be a victim, that you have a right to have this mentality where you can just sob and say, poor me, and why do all these people hate me and put these rules in place to oppress me? And even if those things are true to some extent, even an immigrant who was rejected from coming to this country at all for 8 times, was able to finally get through, finally to overcome that obstacle. Again, I'm not saying it was good or bad, but it was an obstacle. Overcome it and build a successful career from it. And he didn't do it by being bitter. He didn't do it by being angry at the office that denied him, about the people who denied his visa. He didn't do it asking for government handouts and subsidies. No, he went to go work for a great company, Cisco. And even in the interview, he talks about how great of a company they are. That was another thing that really struck me, is how positive he was about his competitors, Google, Cisco. He didn't take no for an answer. He kept applying. He found a great job. He talks about in that interview of how much he learned from that job. He was making the most of his opportunities. He didn't just let the barriers, the obstacles keep him down. He didn't get discouraged. He didn't get angry. He didn't just do that. He overcame the obstacles, and he also made the most of the opportunities he had, and he took all of the things he learned from Cisco, all of the experience he gained from being able to finally work in this company, and he went off and he started his own thing because he understood the value he could bring in a different way that his current employer was not offering, where they were focused 100% on the customer experience. And throughout that whole interview, you hear him talking about how important it is to keep the customer in mind. And they keep coming back, trying to talk to him about, like, what about Cisco? What about Gmail? And it's really funny. Even at one point, he's like, I love Gmail. I mean, I love Google. I still use Gmail. I use their calendar. I use all those things. And he just goes on to talk about why he is different. It's not because those other companies are bad, but because he has a vision for his company that they are putting the customer first, focusing on keeping the customer happy, or as I say it, providing value to the customer, providing ways for them to want to come back to Zoom. And one of the things that he mentions in that interview that's so important, especially into the technology space, and if you are looking to go into the technology space or in the technology space, the simple thing that he always came back to in that interview was, it works. It always works. Zoom always works. And I can tell you from experience, I've used multiple different video conferencing sites. Zoom has always worked. It's always worked through the firewall issues, the InfoSec, the information security departments and companies, and it's always been a great solution. When the other companies didn't work, we always fall back to Zoom, and Zoom would always work. And that is a great thing. You want to use a technology that is going to work, especially when you get to that late stage. Now, there are going to be the early adopters that are more willing to forgive and actually like look forward to finding the bugs and the glitches in your technology. And that's great to have. But when you start scaling your company as best as possible, one of the qualities you want in your platform and your technology is reliability. You don't want your customers frustrated because they're going to go find somebody who is more reliable than you. That is one of the things that I've noticed is one of the easiest ways to lose customers, or not to gain them if you get this reputation, is if you are not reliable. So he talks about that a lot. Now, there is one thing in the very beginning, it was really funny on the interview, because they were talking about like how great Zoom has been with their IPO launching. And one of the first question this lady asks him is, do you think that Zoom is overpriced, thinking that, you know, a normal CEO would say, no, we are providing tremendous value. I'm glad the marketplace is rewarding us, blah, 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 something to that effect. And he said, yes. He's like, yeah, I think it is. I think the price that we initially set our public offering at our stock price at is the right price. And I just couldn't believe it the next day. And it's like the lady just did not know what to say. She didn't know what to say. It was like this awkward pause. It's so great. You got to check it out. Remember, just Bloomberg, Zoom, and then you'll see like the 8-time rejection. And see, the media always wants to like put up this narrative about systemic oppression and all these things. But anyways, that's the title. You should really check it out and just watch it with the perspective of just feel his attitude. Just get a sense for that. And let me tell you this, the people that are most successful have that attitude. They are not gonna be woe is me, they're not gonna be depressed, they're not gonna be looking for handouts, but they are going to press ahead and drive in and lean forward and just keep being determined and not be sidetracked with anything else. They're going to find a way to be successful. And not everyone has that mentality. If you have that mentality, most likely you do if you're listening to a business podcast, you are one step ahead of people. I sometimes think that we take for granted some of the positive characteristics we have, because we assume, because we think this way, that other people think the same way. And that's dangerous because one, that, and I'm saying it's dangerous because I realize that I do this to myself sometimes. It's dangerous for two reasons. The first is communication, and the second is you underestimate yourself. And I want to talk about communication for a second. When you just assume people think like you, you're not going to communicate in a way that they can understand. And that is the most important thing to do when you're communicating. It doesn't matter if you understand what you understand. It matters the receiver of that information. Do they understand what you are communicating verbally, non-verbally, written, oral, whatever it is? And being able to comprehend and to take yourself out of your own mind and think, people comprehend, process, interpret data differently than me. And if you understand that, and if you realize just because you understand something one way, that doesn't mean everyone else understands it the same way, the more effective you are gonna be at communicating, the more effective you are gonna be at training, at teaching, at coaching. All of those things you're gonna have to do in your life, either because you're a parent, or you're a manager, or you're a coach for a team. Not everyone on your sports team learns the same way. Believe it or not, they're not all the same. They might all have equally great talent, but they learn and they process things differently. And so true in your family, so true in your business group or business as a whole. And the better you can learn how other people learn, especially your direct reports or the people that are you're communicating to with the most and understand that how they think differently, the more effective you are going to be at communication. People don't think the exact same way as you do. Now, taking that truth and applying it to realizing the value that God has built into you, you're different than everyone else. There is, in a number of different ways, you are different because you think differently or different experiences or different skills, and just your brain is processing all of those things and putting it together, and you're perceiving life in a different way than other people. Not that there's like different truths and relativism, that's not what I'm talking about, but I'm just saying how you perceive and understand things and think through things are going to be different, and people are going to have different perspectives. And the beautiful thing about that is because you're unique in that, you're gonna have a unique perspective. You're gonna have a unique opinion, and you are gonna have unique skills. And a lot of times I found earlier on in my career, I would take for granted something that came really easy to me or something that I could understand really well. And I would just assume everyone else could understand it. And it wasn't a complex topic, or it wasn't something that was hard to understand. And I would often lose people because I would speak to them in a way where I just assumed they understood because I understood it. And if it was easy for me to understand, well, then it was easy for them to understand. And there were often a lot of times where there were breakdowns in communication, there was breakdowns in what I was asking people to do, or expecting, I had higher expectations for people than I should have, because I just thought that because I got it easily, or I understood it, or I thought about it clearly in one way, that obviously everyone else is going to. And I sold myself short, and not to say that I need to be prideful and boast and think like, oh, you're so stupid, I'm so smart, like, let me break it down into baby steps for you. But there are things that I can process and understand, concepts I can grasp easier than you can. And vice versa, there's things that you understand, that you grasp, that you can comprehend better than me. And that is just one of the great things that being a Christian does for us, is because we don't have to find our confidence in knowledge. We don't have to find our confidence in knowing more than somebody else. But because our confidence is in Christ, we can have the security to accept that truth. And just because I may know something more than you in a subject or in a topic, or I might be right and you might be wrong, there can be less friction and hostility there because your identity wasn't in knowing that truth. And I'm not attacking you personally, and vice versa. I can accept and learn and grow and take what you have to say as truth because my identity isn't in being right all the time. It's in Jesus. And that creates a humility, that creates this synergy, this relationship with each other. And it's so fascinating. Like, the more that we have Jesus in the right place, the more that we have him in center of our lives, the better our relationships get with other people, the better our business relationships get, every relationship gets. And it's because of these truths. And it's like a Sunday school answer, like, love Jesus first and then everything else is gonna fall into place. But the reason that is true is because when we have Jesus on the throne of our lives, our flesh isn't reigning, and we don't feel like we have to compete, that we don't have to boast our pride. We don't have to claim authority ourselves, that battle's already taken care of, and it frees us to love people freely. And that's how that synergy works. And that's just one practical way, is that you can be free to admit that you're not great in everything, that you don't have all the answers, and it allows for better relationships. You want to work for a boss who doesn't think they're right all the time. You want to work for a boss that has the humility to hear counterpoints and arguments to their perspective. Now, obviously, you want your boss to be right. A lot of times, you want your boss to be intelligent, but intelligent doesn't mean right all the time either. And you also want your boss to make decisions and lead, but again, you want to be respectful and challenging them in the proper place in the proper time, and you need to have good social cues for that. And then vice versa, on the other end, as a boss, you want your employees to have that humility too, so that they can learn and they can be improved. It's a really beautiful thing. There's this one guy, he's really popular right now. He's making his rounds on a book tour, Jocko something. He has a podcast. He's an ex-Navy SEAL, and he actually trained Navy SEALs. I think I was watching him on Dave Rubin, and he was, I think, in the Navy SEALs for 20 years. And the one thing that he said he looks for in people is humility. That you are not going to make it, you're not going to learn, you're not going to grow, you're not going to improve if you're not a humble person. And what an interesting quality that humility is, because it's something we all kind of fight against in a lot of ways. It's something that our culture doesn't really approve of or think highly of. And the fact that you should have pride in yourself, you should think highly of yourself. If you have low self-esteem, if you don't think highly enough, then a lot of things are gonna go wrong in your life. That's what we hear from being a little kid. People that struggle with depression and stuff, it's because you don't love yourself enough, which is not true at all, but that's another topic altogether. But on the other side of pride is humility. And that's what good coaches, that's what good leaders look for in people, is humility, not pride. But we have our culture doing the opposite. I deserve these things. I am a victim and I don't deserve to be a victim, so give me these things. I went to college, so I deserve this salary. It's absolutely insane. It's counterproductive. It's not going to help you be successful. Humility. The ability to admit you're wrong, the ability to admit that you need to change your course, to pivot, is what is going to make you successful and help you roll with the punches, just like this Zoom CEO did. Oh, I wanted to talk about so many other things. I guess we'll just wait till tomorrow's for the show. One of the things I want to talk about is now there's this new way that you can help pay for college, which I think is just a terrible idea. You're giving up a percentage of your salary in exchange for money today. It's just really terrible. We'll talk about it on the next show, and we'll get into a bunch of other topics that I want to do because we're totally running out of time. But I would again really highly recommend you go look at that Zoom interview, the CEO of Zoom, and just study him. Just analyze him and look at his perspective, overcoming the challenges, overcoming competitors, overcoming the visa system, and just look at his demeanor, look at his mindset and emulate it. Be positive, be optimistic, work hard, and things are going to work out for you. Now let's go out and be successful. God bless.